Good morning, this is Triple M and Australia Today with Steve Price, back straight after the news at 9, 1300 23 99 99, the email australiatoday@sca.com.au. Steve is there. Morning, mate.
Hey, Moffy.
Well, Bathurst coming up. It's going to be a wet one.
Yeah, I talked to Will Davison earlier in the week and I talked to Mark Scaife tomorrow. There's a channel on Foxtel that shows constant highlights of Bathurst from the past. Boy, it's a fantastic race. I was watching a bit of it yesterday, and the last victory by Holden running as a Holden. I mean, all the great names, Craig Lowndes. I was lucky enough to be there at that very emotional Bathurst, the one after Peter Brock died in that car rally in WA, and Craig Lowndes was driving for the Holden racing team. And I remember Bev Brock went down onto the grid before the race, and Lowndesy declared he was going to win it for Peter and went out there and actually won Bathurst. That was one of the most emotional sporting events I think I've ever been to. And it's back on the mountain with a crowd for the first time, obviously, post-COVID. It is going to be wet, but people will still go. There'll still be people up on the hill. It's just one of those quintessential Australian sporting events, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Mate, look, the ramping of ambulances is still a big issue. It's not only New South Wales, but this is happening in Queensland as well. One hospital, Redlands Hospital, is saying reached 73% earlier this year.
Yeah, it's gone out of the news, but it's still obviously an issue, and you have to wonder why, given now that the COVID numbers have dropped so much that you've not got emergency departments clogged up with people reporting with respiratory illness saying that they may have COVID. It just comes down to the fact that so many people walked away from the health industry probably during the 2 years of the pandemic. And so shortage of staff, lack of investment by state governments, despite the fact that they say they've done that. Our hospitals, many of them, and I mean regional hospitals, don't even get me started on that, but many of our hospitals just don't have the staff or the facilities, to, particularly nurses, to deal with the number of people who are presenting. And so you've got paramedics, highly trained, great equipment, sitting on a, when we should explain to people, ramping means the paramedic ambulance is sitting outside the hospital on the driveway with people being treated inside. It's just not acceptable. And both state governments, Queensland and New South Wales, need to have a good look at themselves and try and put more money into health and try and sort the issue out.
Mm. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is going to be hosting his counterpart from the Solomon Islands to try and see how they can strengthen the ties between the two nations.
Wouldn't want to be at that dinner, would you? Imagine being at the lodge with Michael Sogavare and Anthony Albanese. That'd be a fun dinner. Clearly, Australia's got to try and do whatever it can to try and keep the Chinese influence to a minimum in all of the Pacific Islands, but particularly the Solomon Islands. But I sometimes get a bit sick and tired of this kowtowing to these people. I mean, every time there's a major emergency in the Pacific, if they're, you know, a weather-induced emergency where a cyclone, a hurricane or something goes through there, we're the first ones to load up a supply ship at Garden Island and head over there to help people out. And yet they still seem to be liking the fact that the Chinese will grease their palm with money. It's an area of influence that perhaps the former Morrison government dropped the ball on. The Albanese government's determined to turn that around. Whether they can, we'll have to wait and see.
What else is coming up after nine, mate?
We'll start with the weather. I mean, that rain event that is particularly through the west of the state of New South Wales is pretty intense. There were properties moving around livestock as we went off air yesterday, and we have heard of a number of large rain events, plus all the dams, of course, are full. So we'll have a look at that. And the Norco ice cream factory story is still bubbling along. We'll go back and talk to the boss of that factory. They have now vowed to rebuild it.
Yeah, and saying that they'll hopefully have it open by December as well, which is incredible considering that's only 2 months away.
And given how important it is to the Lismore community, absolutely. So we'll have a talk to the boss this morning.
Lovely, mate. We'll catch you after nine. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Steve Price in Australia Today, straight after the news at 9 o'clock, 1300 23 99 99, the number, and you can email as well, australiatoday@sca.com.au. We'll check out what happened on this day next. It's Thursday, the 6th of October.